My name is Caitlin. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm in recovery for control. Hi. Growing up, my family and I were regular church attenders. The name Jesus was familiar in our household, and we prayed essentially the same prayer before every mealtime and before bed. Although I was familiar with various rules of Christianity and went to church, I did not understand the gospel for years to come. All I knew was that Jesus was perfect and God was my ticket to heaven, but not understanding the gospel led me to feelings of inadequacy and believing that I wasn't good enough for God or to go to heaven. These doubts led me to pushing faith aside at a young age and simply going through the motions for a long duration of my life. Early in my childhood, abusive circumstances left me to feeling like I did not have control in any aspect of my life. This led to feelings of insecurity, low self-worth, a deep fear of trusting others, and of course, attempting to control and manipulate anything I could get my hands on. Control acted as my drug of choice to cope with any and every circumstance in life. I wanted to control what people thought of me, relationships, my body, personal achievements, you name it, and I have probably tried to control it at one point or another. These things that I thought would give me peace were actually just feeding deeper into my insecurities, driving me to anxiety, alcoholism, disordered eating, and codependency. To top it off, I blamed everyone else for my issues. I had a victim mentality, and I was not willing to take responsibility for my sin. Unfortunately, I did not see a need to change until after I heard someone I deeply loved and cared about. Almost 4 years ago, I was unfaithful to a person who I'd been dating during a night of heavy drinking at a party. I was used to my behavior causing myself harm, but creating a deep hurt in someone I cared strongly about caused a new and intense pain deep inside. I felt broken and empty. To my amazement, when I confessed to him the next day, he said the words, "I forgive you." He explained to me that he was willing to forgive me because of the forgiveness that his Father, God, had shown him by sending his Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins. I was blown away. I knew I didn't quite understand, but I figured out what I needed to change. I needed Jesus. I needed a Savior who loves me so much that he would willingly die on a cross to take away the penalty of my sin and wipe my slate completely clean. This is exactly what Jesus did for me and for all of you. Through the power of God, I am a new creation. The same man who demonstrated Christ's love to me that day is sitting here today as my husband for 1 year as of next week. He is truly God's greatest blessing to me. I wish my walk with Christ was quick and smooth after that, but it was honestly a slow process. Over time, I had grown in my understanding of the gospel, but I still had many of the same struggles. A year and some months later, I started attending Watermark, got plugged into community, and heard of this ministry called Regeneration. When I heard about Regen, I was certain God wanted me there. Reluctant and fearful, however, it wasn't for several months later that I walked through those doors for the first time. At first, I expected Regen to be a place where I could learn how to deal with the hurt others had caused me and to get over the issues I had because of other people. However, God quickly taught me that blaming others for my sin is going to get me nowhere. Through groundwork, I learned about abiding daily with Christ through the Regen curriculum and daily prayer. I also learned how to share openly about my struggles without fear of rejection or judgment. Steps 1 through 3 were a challenge for me. In step 1, admit, I had to once and for all take responsibility for my actions and call it for what it was. Ugly sin that has driven me far away from our loving God. I learned that without God, my life is unmanageable. In steps 2 and 3, God showed me that to grow closer to him, I must believe that his power is the only thing sufficient to restore my life. I came to believe that God has a love for me deeper than I can explain, and that he desires a relationship with me regardless of my sin. God demonstrated these things when he sent his only son to die on the cross to cover the price of my sins. It wasn't until going through step 4, inventory, that my eyes were opened and I was able to pinpoint control as an idol of my life. This step allowed me to see the damage that my sin had caused to myself and to those around me, giving me an even deeper desire to turn away from control and turn to God. By confessing and repenting, steps 5 and 6, others became aware of my sin and helped to keep me accountable. God also gave me the tools I needed to turn away from my intense temptation to control in the toughest moments. Jeremiah 17, 5 through 8 says, "Cursed is the one who trusts in man, who draws strength from mere flesh and whose heart turns away from the Lord. But blessed is the one who trusts in the Lord, whose confidence is in him. They will be like a tree planted by the water that sends its roots by the stream. It does not fear when heat comes. Its leaves are always green. It has no worries in a year of drought, and it never fails to bear fruit." These verses remind me that God's ways are always greater than my own, and I can always trust his provision over my life. Steps 7 through 9 taught me about obedience to God by following his will given to me through his life-giving word. This means forgiving those who have hurt me in the past and trusting these circumstances with Christ. I also learned about making amends, taking ownership of my own sin, and asking for forgiveness without looking at the sin of others. Though these steps are often difficult, they are humbling and truly life-giving. Through steps 10, 11, and 12, I learned to continually walk with Jesus and promptly confess and turn away from my sin. This has allowed for deeper intimacy with my relationship with God. A few things I've learned. Regen does not stop after step 12. Regen does not make you a perfect person who no longer struggles with sin. Regen does, however, provide tools to help you turn from sin and walk humbly with Christ. This is an ongoing process in life. After completing Regen, I felt that God was pulling me back immediately. I almost wanted to put off leading and had come up with plenty of excuses as to why I shouldn't, but then I remembered how good and perfect God's timing is, and I trusted him. Currently, I'm co-leading a group of incredible women who have grown so much in their faith since I first met them. Each and every one of them has their own story of how they came to faith, and I'm constantly reminded of God's incredible power when I hear them speak so openly about what God is doing in their lives. When I mention that God's timing is perfect, it's true. I found that entering a new stage of married life opened the door for struggles I had not faced before, such as pride, selfishness, always wanting to be right, etc. But God has provided and is continuing to help me grow alongside the beautiful women in my group. If this is your first time to Regen, I believe God's timing is right for you too. He has you here for a reason and wants to show you the life, peace, and hope that comes from having a deep and abiding relationship with a loving and caring Father. I hope my story encourages you to take a leap of faith and trust what God has in store for you. I never imagined I would be up here sharing with you my story of God's grace in my life, but to him I give all the glory because I would not be here without his unfailing love for me and for all of you. My name is Caitlin. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm in recovery for control. Thank you for allowing me to share with you.